Hello?
Yes, this is Marcos from Opinion Research. For some reason, the call disconnected.
Yes.
Yes, that was that's my apologies, ma'am.
That's
Like I
okay.
was mentioning, to you, ma'am, the school district you live in, Jay Creek School District, is considering asking voters in the upcoming November 2024 elections to approve two ballot issues. First, Cherry Creek School District may ask voters to approve a property tax mill levy increase for transportation that frees up other money for teacher and staff paid. Will you vote yes or no for a $30 million school mill levy increase at a cost of $1.90 per month, or about $23 per year for every $100,000 of home value?
I would have to do a more research on that. I don't know.
No. Okay. The second ballot issue would be a bond to provide new funds to increase school security, to expand mental health services, construct new school buildings, make repairs and renovations to existing schools, and expand technical skills training to prepare students to fill today's high-paying, in-demand jobs. Would you vote yes or no on a $950 million bond to meet all of these needs if it increased property taxes by $3 a month, which will be equal to $36 per year per every $100,000 of assessed home value? Would you vote yes or would you vote no?
I need more time on that.
Yeah, okay. And if instead the Cherry Creek School District bond were $750 million at a cost of $2.10 per month, which will be equal to about $25 a year in increased taxes for every $100,000 in a home value, but had fewer school buildings projects, would you vote yes or no?
Can you say that again? I'm sorry.
Yes. If instead the Cherry Creek School District bond were $750 million at a cost of $2.10 per month, which would be equal to about $25 a year in increased taxes for every $100,000 in home value, but had fewer school building projects, would you vote yes or no?
I would still have to do more research.
Okay. It is no problem at all. And opponents to these ballot issues may say the following. Property taxes in Colorado are continually going up and are just too high. We should reject increasing them any further for Cherry Creek schools when they already have enough money, wasteful high administration overhead costs, and low-performing schools. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with this opponent's statement? I'm going to go ahead and read the statement.
Can you give me the answers, like the A, B, C, and D ones again?
Okay, would you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree in the following statements? Property taxes in Colorado are continually going up and are just too high. We should reject increasing them any further for Cherry Creek schools when they already have enough money, wasteful high administration overhead costs, and low-performing schools. Would you strongly agree with that comment, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I don't know enough.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I don't know enough.
It is no problem at all, man.
I want to say something, but I just don't know enough. I'm sorry.
It is no problem at all, ma'am. Next, here are a set of statements detailing the projects and plans the proposed Cherry Creek School District bond would pay for. Rate each as definitely worth paying higher taxes for, probably worth paying higher taxes for, or not worth it. To add a swimming pool at Overland High School, would you say that's definitely worth paying higher taxes for? Probably worth paying higher taxes for, or is not worth paying higher taxes for?
I would say I don't know enough. I'm sorry.
No problems, ma'am. And what about a redesigned and renovate the 50-year-old Smoky Hill High School and its campus, replacing Laredo Middle School with a new building? Would you say that's definitely worth paying higher taxes, probably worth paying higher taxes, or not worth paying higher taxes?
I would say probably worth paying higher taxes.
Okay, and what about a expansion and a remodel at Overland High School, including building an advanced career pathways training center to give students technical skills for today's in-demand jobs? Would you say that's definitely worth paying higher taxes for? Probably worth or not worth paying higher taxes.
I just don't, the thing is, I don't know Overland. I don't know enough. I'm so sorry.
No problems, ma'am. What about to replace two small aging school buildings at Holly Hills, a new K through fifth grade elementary school?
I don't know enough. I'm sorry.
Okay, and what about to expand and remodel and modernize the cafeteria area and pool at Eagle Crest? You say it's definitely worth paying higher taxes for, probably worth paying higher taxes for, or it's not worth paying higher taxes for?
I don't know enough. Sorry.
Okay, and to replace aging and deteriorating buildings at the Cherry Creek High School campus with new buildings and reconfigure the entire campus through redevelopment, would you say that's definitely worth paying higher taxes for, probably worth paying higher taxes for, or not worth paying higher taxes for?
Not worth paying higher taxes for.
Okay, and what about the expand the Cherry Creek Innovation Campus to serve more students and provide expanded career pathway, job skill, and technical training? Would you say that's definitely worth paying higher taxes for, probably worth paying higher taxes for, or not worth paying higher taxes for?
Is that just for one campus, or is it for all campus, all the Cherry Creek?
This will be to expand the Cherry Creek Innovation Campus.
Oh, yeah. Not
serve,
worth it.
More students than, okay.
Yeah, not worth it. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And what about upgrades to school buildings, security, including bullet-resistant glass in all buildings, new security cameras, and better entry access control? Would you say that's definitely worth paying higher taxes for, probably worth paying higher taxes for, or not worth paying higher taxes for?
I don't think that's worth paying higher taxes for.
Okay, and what about upgrade and renovate the infrastructure at CCSD elementary schools as needed, including painting, carpets, windows, roof repairs, and heating / air conditioning system replacements? Would you say that's definitely worth paying higher taxes for, probably worth paying higher taxes for, or not worth paying higher taxes?
Probably.
Okay. What about upgrades to classroom technology, including computers, networks, and faster, more reliable internet Wi-Fi? Would you say that's definitely worth paying higher taxes for? Probably worth paying higher taxes for, or not worth paying higher taxes for?
I don't know enough. Sorry.
Yeah, okay. No problems, ma'am. Lastly, here are some statements that supporters of the Cherry Creek School District $950 million bond might make. Rate each as a very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not a persuasive reason to vote yes for the bond and the 30 million mill levy ballot issues. Okay, because of the way Colorado's tax system works, the Cherry Creek schools receive no money from the state to make school upgrades, expansions, and building replacements. It is up to the local residents of the district to raise their taxes to fund these improvements, or they won't get made. Would you vote, would you say that's very persuasive for you to vote yes for the bond and the 30 million mill levy ballot, or would you say that's somewhat persuasive or not persuasive?
Can you say that again?
Okay, would you say, because of the way Colorado's tax system works, the Cherry Creek school, schools receive no money from the state to make school upgrades, expansions, and building replacements. It is up to the local residents of the district to raise their taxes to fund these improvements, or they won't get made. Would you say that's a very persuasive reason to vote yes for the bond and the 30 million mill levy ballots? Or would you say that's somewhat persuasive or not persuasive to vote yes for the bond and the 30 million dollar mill levy?
I think it's somewhat persuasive.
Okay. And despite recent increases in state property taxes, none of that money comes back to local school districts. It is up to Cherry Creek voters to approve these separate ballot issues if they want to improve their school buildings and raise teacher pay. Would you say that's a very persuasive reason to vote yes for the bond and the $30 million mill levy ballot issues, or it's somewhat persuasive or not persuasive to vote yes?
Somewhat.
Okay. And what about school buildings that are 30, 40, or 50 years old need to be maintained, refreshed, and renovated just like any home or property that age? Otherwise, they deteriorate and become more costly to repair or require full replacements in the future. Would you say that's very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive to vote yes for the bond and the $30 million mill levy ballot issue?
I would...
Would you say it's very persuasive?
I would say it's somewhat.
Somewhat?
Yeah.
And Cherry Creek School District is transparent in their operations. This includes public access to an interactive map on their website that shows all projects promised and completed from previous bonds. Would you say that's very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive to vote yes for the bond and the $30 million mill levy ballot issues?
I think it's somewhat persuasive.
And to expand the types of job pathway skills taught at the Innovation Campus to include veterinarian tech, building automation, HVAC tech, multimedia music and film production, and other in-demand skills. Would you say that's very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive to vote yes for the bond and the $30 million mill levy ballot issues?
I think it's somewhat.
Okay, and Cherry Creek School District has a solid record of producing graduates who are successful in their careers and tops in their fields. Investing in these educational improvements can keep that tradition going. Would you say that's very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive to vote yes for the bond and the $30 million mill levy ballot issues?
I think it's somewhat.
And what about money raised from the ballot issues will go directly to pay for the proposed projects, since Cherry Creek School District's administrative overhead costs are less than 3% of their total budget? Would you say that's very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive to vote yes for the bond and the $30 million mill levy ballot issues?
Could you say that one again? I'm sorry.
Yes, the money raised from the ballot issues will go directly to pay for the proposed projects, since Cherry Creek School District's administrative overhead costs are less than 3% of their total budgets. Would you say that's very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive to vote yes for the bond and the $30 million mill levy ballot issues?
I think it's somewhat.
And acting now on these improvements will ensure Cherry Creek School District maintains its tradition of excellence now and into the future. Would you say that's very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive?
Somewhat. Yeah.
And continual security upgrades are necessary at all schools these days to keep our kids safe and secure. Would you say that's somewhat very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive to vote yes for the bond and the $30 million mill levy ballot issues?
I think it's somewhat persuasive.
Okay. And expanding the highly in-demand mental health services will help thousands more students cope with today's pressures and be safer and more productive learners. Would you say that's very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive to vote yes for the bond and the $30 million levy ballot issues?
I would say somewhat.
And expanding Cherry Creek's Innovation Campus and skills training will provide more students a career pathway for certification to a high-paying in-demand job, such as those in healthcare, aerospace, culinary arts, construction trades, or others that demand technology skills. This not only provides skilled workers needed today in the Denver metro, but turns students into productive tax-paying citizens. Would you say that's very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive to vote yes for the bond and the $30 million mill levy ballot issues?
I think it's somewhat.
Okay, and by approving the transportation mill levy, the district can maintain its bus service to students while freeing up money to increase teacher pay to be competitive with other districts in recruiting and retaining quality teachers. Would you say that's very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive?
Somewhat.
Yeah, okay, and Cherry Creek School District has a solid record of spending the taxpayer-approved bond money wisely and as promised. They can be trusted to execute the projects in the upcoming bond in a responsible, cost-efficient way. Would you say that's very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive?
Somewhat.
And maintaining Cherry Creek School District's excellence will continue to support solid property values for homes within the district. Would you say that's very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive to vote yes for the bond and the $30 million mill levy ballot issues?
Somewhat.
And opening a dedicated first-in-the-state teacher training and housing center gives Cherry Creek the edge at recruiting and retaining the best quality teachers, helping the district maintain its reputation for excellence. Would you say that's very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive to vote yes for the bond and the $30 million mill levy ballot issues?
Somewhat.
Okay, and would you vote yes or no for a $30 million school's mill levy increase at a cost of $1.90 per month, or about $23 for every $100,000 of assessed home value? Would you vote yes or would you vote no?
I will probably, I don't know enough. I'm sorry.
No problems. And having heard all this information, would you vote yes or no on a $950 million bond to meet all these needs if it increased property taxes by $3 a month, which will be equal to $36 a year per every $100,000 of assessed home value?
I'm sorry. Can you go back to the other, to the last one that we just did? Are you able to go back?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you give me that one? Yeah.
Yes. Would you vote yes or no for a $30 million school's mill levy increase at a cost of $1.90 per month, which would be about $23 for every $100,000 of assessed home value?
Okay. For all of these, because I don't have school children, I'm going to answer no. They were somewhat persuasive, but I would vote no for the bond because I don't have school age children. I'm just going to let you know that. But so no for that one and no for the next one.
Okay. And if instead the Cherry Creek School District bond were $750 million dollars at a cost of $2.10 per month, which will be equal to about $25 a year in increased taxes for every $100,000 in home value, but I've had fewer school building projects. Would you vote yes or no?
No.
Okay. What is your age?
Would you
say 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, 65 and up?
45 to 54, whatever that one was.
Okay. And what was the last grade you completed in school? 0 to 11, 12 high school, business school or some college? College graduate or in graduate school or graduate degree?
Graduate degree.
Okay. And do you have any children 18 or under?
No.
And do you own or rent your current place of residence?
Own.
And just to make sure we have a representative sample, could you please tell me your race, Black African American, White Caucasian, Latino Hispanic, Asian Pacific Islander?
I'm Latina.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Thanks again for your help. Your opinion is very important. You have yourself a wonderful night tonight.
Thank you. You too. Thank you for doing this. Thank you.
It's a pleasure, ma'am. You have yourself a wonderful night. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, ma'am.